Page 120. A. What a wonderful world.
Our planet is stunningly beautiful in all its diversity. Mountains, rivers, forests, deserts, jungles, oceans, and ice caps are just some of what makes up the globe. Let us take a brief look at the natural beauty of our world. It is easy to understand why planet Earth is often called the Blue Planet, since two-thirds of it consists of water. The globe is covered by oceans, the largest of which being the Pacific Ocean, which spans an area of 165,250,000 square kilometres. The average depth is 4,000 metres, but in some places it is as deep as 11,000 metres. Many people find oceans fascinating because of the wide variety of species inhabiting them. Oceans are also crucially important to our survival. Not only do we depend on them as a food source, but the plankton in the oceans produce oxygen, which we humans need to survive. The rainforests are the habitat of innumerable species of birds, animals, and insects. Do not believe those who say that there is nothing left to be discovered on Earth. New species of insects are being discovered in the rainforests all the time. Deforestation is a huge problem, however. Every year, vast areas of rainforests are cut down in order to clear land for agriculture and also because timber is a valuable commodity. This is a severe environmental problem, globally as well as locally, as the rainforests are our main source of oxygen, along with plankton in the oceans. The forests are important for other reasons as well. Some of the plants growing in the rainforests may well provide the basis for medicines for incurable diseases, such as cancer and HIV, for example. Who said that a desert is only a heap of sand? Deserts are beautiful landscapes, even though they may be inhospitable. The daytime temperature in some deserts can reach more than 40 degrees centigrade, and at night, the temperature may drop below zero. Unless you are very well equipped, it would be wise to refrain from going on a walk in such a hostile environment.
I see the deep black of space and this just brilliantly gorgeous blue and white arc of the Earth. And totally unconsciously, not at all able to help myself, I said, "Wow, look at that!" Kathy Sullivan, the first American woman to spacewalk, on Seeing the Earth from Space in 1984.
The Antarctic covers an immense area in the southernmost part of the globe, including the South Pole. Animals in the Antarctic are well adapted to their environment. How do emperor penguins avoid freezing to death, for example? One method that's used by many animals, huddling together so as to escape the cold winds. Another is more ingenious, by staying fat. A thick layer of fat around their body helps penguins to maintain a stable body temperature, despite air temperatures which can be as low as minus 70 degrees centigrade. In the Himalayan mountains, there are more than 100 peaks of 7,200 metres or more. Mount Everest, which reaches a height of 8,844 metres, is the world's highest mountain. You need to be in excellent shape to climb such high mountains, as you probably gathered from Cecilia Skog's account. Mount Everest is a majestic sight, don't you think? The African savanna is famous for its wildlife. On safari, you may spot all the big five, i.e. lion, leopard, elephant, rhino and buffalo. In addition, you might be lucky enough to see giraffes, zebras, cheetahs, and many other African animals.